Tom Barrass was this week's NAB Rising Star nominee, and he's been good enough to give us a few moments of his time. Good on you, Tommy. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, mate. Thanks for having me.
How many of these have you done today?
I've done a fair few today, but I'm still happy to answer your questions, mate.
That's good. Oh, it's a little feather in your cap. You must be delighted to get the nomination for one.
Yeah, I was stoked. It's obviously not something you go out there thinking of or playing for, but it's a nice little cherry on the cake, and I was really honoured to be able to get the nomination. Yeah,
Tom, your game against Adelaide Friday night was absolutely outstanding, like a veteran, and a bit like Jeremy McGovern. Do some of the things that you're doing now on a more regular basis at the highest level, have you always just done them naturally, or are you actually modelling yourself and plying your trade a little bit like Jeremy McGovern now that you work in tandem with him?
Oh, it's something I think that I've always been pretty good at, reading the play and taking marks like that. But again, to be able to do it at the highest level, it's something I work pretty hard at with Gov and with Eric McKenzie and Will Schofield and the other tall backs. Mm. So it is something I definitely work at, but there is an element of being able to do it naturally, I think.
Yeah. How quickly do you make up your mind when you need to stay and when you need to go?
It's more sort of an instinct thing. I think it's something personally you develop in pre-season, you develop through sort of continuity in your training, and it's more of an instinctual thing rather than a real decision on game day, so it almost sort of happens, I find.
Help me with how you guys operate, and you would also help me understand with how some of the other gun defenders and defences operate, you know, how the Geelong boys do it and the Hawthorn and Sydney boys, for instance. Does someone down the back actually call some of your plays and where you actually need to structure up when the ball is, when you're pressing forward, if you're in possession, or even if the ball's coming at you from the opposition?
Look, I can't give too much away. Simo will have me, but I think
Simo doesn't listen on Tuesday nights. If this was Monday night, he'd be listening in verbatim. But you can go a bit deeper tonight.
Yeah, I think he'll find a way, mate. But I think a lot of the modern defences sort of work by just reading cues of the game and what's going ahead of you. And there's not really set plays or anything like that. You just take what the opposition gives you on the way out.
What about when you're singling out who you should be standing at any particular time? Does it matter the size or the shape of the person concerned, or is it just as long as everyone's covered?
I think it's probably getting more and more towards just as everyone's covered. There's obviously preferred matchups, and there's blokes that are better suited to other opponents, but as long as everyone's accountable, I think it's all good.
What about in the last couple of weeks in particular? An unsung hero has been, in your defence, you and Jeremy and are well seen with what you do, but Sam Butler's had a couple of lockdown jobs, and I reckon he's done them brilliantly.
Yeah, absolutely. Butts is a great clubman and a great player, and he's happy to play the sacrificial role, and he did a really good job on Betts on the weekend, and so I love playing with Butts. He's a premiership player for a reason, and he's a real champ.
Tommy, on your way through, have you always played at this end of the ground, or when you were at Scarborough, were you, or where were you? Where was your background, and what roles did you play on your way up through the underage?
Yeah, well, I played a few roles. I used to play up forward throughout my sort of juniors for Scarborough, and I think I was about 16 or 17, and I got thrown down in fullback by Claremont, and played relatively well, and I sort of haven't looked back since. Played there for Hale School, and unfortunately haven't been able to work my way back up forward.
Unfortunately. Oh, there you go. You are modelling yourself on Jeremy McGovern with throwing out the messages. You missed a couple of games late last month and early into this month, round 19 and round 22. Were they because you had a bit of shin soreness, or just to be managed to get you ripe for the finals?
Oh, I think it was probably a bit of both. The docs are always pretty conservative, and I'm still a young player, and I'm still sort of growing into my body, so I think they manage me a little bit to make sure that I won't break down, and I feel as though it's sort of paying dividends now with a bit more freshness in the legs, so we didn't see the bright side of it at the time, but I'm happy I did now.
when you're having a bit of quiet time to yourself, Tom, do you sit down and sort of think about and dream about where you are and what you're actually achieving at the minute?
A little bit, to an extent, yeah. But at the same time, it's sort of, at the end of the day, it's just a game of footy. And I think if you think too deeply into it, you sort of get in your own head a little bit. And I love playing for the club, and I'm really thankful for the opportunity I've been given. And I love the lifestyle, so I do sit back occasionally and think, oh, this is a pretty cool job, and it's pretty cool what I'm doing. But again, I think I've sort of got to stay out of my own head and just concentrate on my own prep.
Claremont boy in the Western Suburbs. When you were drafted at 43, third round in 2013, did you have any thought about where you might be going? Had you had much contact from some of the clubs in the East? Were your fingers crossed that you'd stay in the West, or did you think you could be headed anywhere? And anyone in particular that's shown a lot of interest?
I was a bit of a 50-50 pickup, to be honest. I wasn't really a shoo-in to get picked up or anything like that. So at the time, you know, I would be happy for anyone to have picked me up, and absolutely stoked to be able to stay home in the West with all my friends and family. The sort of, I thought maybe Carlton I might have been a chance with, but again, you go to draft camp and as a junior and speak to a lot of clubs, and they don't really give you much, so you really have no idea. But it all seemed to work out really well in the end, and I grew up supporting West Coast, and I love the club, so yeah.
The Dogs Thursday week, they have a relatively small forward line as compared to other sides. Has Simo earmarked you for anybody yet, or that'll probably come early next week when you get an idea who you might be fronting?
Yeah, I think sort of at the moment we're just reviewing the game and looking at what we did well and what we can do better, and we'll move on to the Dogs early next week. But I don't think I'll have any particular job. It'll just be hopefully trying to maintain some form and get the job done.
Tom, you confessed there that the couple of games off have helped freshen you up, but now that you're there and you're starting to visualise your first final, do you wish that first final was this Thursday, or has the break come at the right time for you to get ready with a bit of extra time till Thursday week?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd love to be playing it as soon as I can. And I can't wait. It's a real privilege to be able to play in the final, and hopefully I get selected, but... But at the same time, a break's good, especially at this time of the year, and I think it'll really help the legs.
Anybody you've been in awe of when you've been standing out on the oval thinking, oh, I think that's Nick Riewoldt?
A little bit. Obviously, I was playing against Pav the other week, and I sort of thought, oh, you know, I used to watch Pav growing up, and even blokes I've played with, I got to play with Dean Cox and boys like that I watched and idolised when I was young, so a little starstruck. But again, you're not really thinking about that out in the field. You're worrying about getting goals bagged on you.
Yeah. Now, Greg's phoned in. He wants to know, we used to have a resident at 882-6PA called George Grulicic, and he knew how to pronounce everybody's name. Now, he wants to know if it's Tom Barras or Barras.
It is actually Barras, but... I think I thought Tommy Barras had a good ring to it, so I didn't correct anyone.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Congratulations. Keep up the good work, and good luck next Thursday week, but not too much.
Thanks a lot, mate. Thanks for having me.
Good on you,
good
Tommy.
On you, Tom.
Barras.
Tommy Barras.
Tommy Barras.
But no, he's just declared Tommy Barras has a nice ring to it.